Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Hi, friend. Welcome back. A couple weeks ago, I talked about in episode 293, what worked well for me this school year. As we're in May, I'm starting to do some reflection. This school year that I have gone back into teaching for the first time in several years. And so I've been reflecting not only being back in the classroom, but also at a brand new school. So in that episode, I talk about what went well this school year, and maybe you can relate to some of those things. And in this one, I just want to be real and honest about things I would have done a little bit differently. The first one is I would have spent more time assessing where my students were instead of just assuming. And this is something that I think is so hard. You want to do, let's say, with third graders, what the standards say third graders, air quotes, should be able to do. But maybe your third graders haven't had a music education before, or maybe they've had a music teacher, but they just kind of, I don't know, taught basic skills. And that's kind of where I have seen that my students are at. They have a basic understanding of music. They had a music teacher before me, but from what I understand, it was pulling different people into this position until they could find a formal music teacher. And so they did the best they could. I am not sitting here trying to say that anybody didn't do a good job, but I just assumed that my students were at a certain place when I feel like sometimes I moved too fast or dove into certain rhythmic patterns that instead of going backwards and building, doing the building blocks first with simple rhythmic patterns, I feel like maybe some of the songs I did, like I remember the day I did a round and it wasn't good. I'll just be honest. My students were looking at me like I had two heads. There's just several examples I can think of this school year where I have tried to do something, especially with my, you know, my elementary kids. I'm talking like probably second, third, fourth. That I've tried to do with them that maybe was a little bit too difficult, or maybe I did not build enough core knowledge in order to get to that particular lesson, skill, or activity that I definitely moving into next school year. I've already seen these kids a year now, but going into next school year, I want to do some more assessing before I just dive into, oh, well, the lesson said to teach this, so I'm doing it. So that is something we live, we learn. But I'm going to spend more time next school year definitely doing some assessment towards the beginning of the school year to see where my students are, to see if they're ready to do certain skills and concepts and learning objectives before I just assume that they are. And then I can tell we got to go back. The next thing I would have done differently is to adjust my lesson plans a little bit better. This goes hand in hand with what I just talked about when I talked about wanting to spend more time assessing my students. So when I say adjusting my lesson plans a little bit better, I just sometimes would just keep going, could tell the kids were a little bit confused about something, or let's layer on this extra part, or there's this ORF arrangement that says to have xylophones and drums and a cymbal. And I could tell by the time I added in the last part that was just like, what is she talking about? So seeing that, instead of saying, let's continue this on for week two, I should have said, take out these other parts. Let's just leave in a simple xylophone bourdon, and then we're going to move that into week two, and I'm going to adjust it a bit and move forward. So I'm going to be better about, of course, assessing my students, but then seeing what worked well in this lesson? Should I go back to it and revisit this and edit it a bit? Or are my students ready to move forward? So I'm going to do better about sitting at my desk at the end of the day or taking notes right after a certain class period about scratch that song. And I talk about this, by the way, in my curriculum design roadmap course and in the Harmony membership, but about kind of tracking as you go. And I just have not been very good about doing that this year. I want to track, did the song go well? Or did this lesson go well? Should I scratch it all together? Do I need to do it again next week to maybe review some things or go over it a little bit better so they can have a better understanding? Do I need to substitute a different song here? Do I need to continue doing this lesson, but like I gave the example, take out some instrument parts? So I'm going to be better about doing that after the class periods, jotting down some quick notes. And then I want to, at the end of each day, to sit at my desk and type up those notes in my actual lesson plans themselves. So next school year, maybe that new group of kids and that new grade level, they will be ready for that activity, but they may not be. So seeing my notes there will say, oh yeah, I remember doing this and my students weren't ready because of XYZ. I need to keep my eyes and ears open to see if these students are ready to do this. And if not, then I have these ideas I've already written down of how I can modify and adapt this lesson plan. Another thing that I would have done differently is to not been so hard on myself. I have admitted several times on this podcast that I am a perfectionist. I want to get things right. I'm an overachiever, type A personality, and all the things. So if I struggled with reaching a certain child, I would just be so hard on myself. Like, why? What did I do wrong? What can I do better? Why did this child not listen? Why were they not paying attention? What could I do to engage them better? Or going back to a lesson plan, if it didn't work well, being so hard on myself, like, oh my gosh, that should have worked. Why did it not work? I spent so much time planning this and being so hard on myself and wow, wow, wow. Well, instead of doing that, I'm just going to remind myself constantly that we're humans, right? We are going to make mistakes as adults and as teachers. You can't win every student, every single class period. Everything is not going to reach every child the way that we want it to. Doesn't mean we give up. But instead of trying to be perfect in all the things and trying to, trying to prove myself at a new school, I'm going to just be myself more. I'm going to be not so hard on myself. If something doesn't go well, laugh about it, move on, pull out something else and do it instead. And so I don't know, whoever needs to hear this and be encouraged that it's okay not to be perfect. We're going to mess up. And if you've been really struggling with perfectionism, that give yourself some forgiveness and know that all you can do is try better, right? So those are things that I would have done differently this school year. There's a whole lot I could add to the list, but I wanted to keep it simple and just kind of talk about things that I am excited to learn from. I really don't view mistakes or things that could go better as failures. I view it as learning opportunities. So I talked about in episode 293 about doing self-assessment and saying, okay, this worked well, or this did not work well. And if it didn't work well, instead of being hard on myself, like I just said, and being a perfectionist, I look at it and say, well, what can I do to improve this? Why did it not work well? Where was my mindset at during this lesson? What was going on with the students that day? Did I not explain this well enough? Was there something I should have done ahead of time? Looking at all those things really helps me anyways, to not be a perfectionist, but also to move forward successfully instead of this was a big negative failure, to say, yeah, this didn't go well, but moving forward, it could go well if I look at it in a different light. So I hope this helps someone listening in, and you guys have an amazing week. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher.
call the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there, where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.